Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all the things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned.
I had a huge human design breakthrough a few days ago, and this applies to all the different human design types, and I want to share it with you. So I love to include human design in my personal life, and especially in my deep dive packages with my one-to-one clients, so where we work together for 3 or 6 months, I really include that into their strategies as well. And in the past 1 year, all my one-to-one deep dive clients have been manifesting generators or generators. I'm a manifester. So these are the three types that I know the most about, because I obviously know the most about my type, and then on number two, I know the most about my clients' types. And what I learned a few days ago is that the self theme, like that's when you are living your alignment, or when you are just fully in your soul energy, that's how your type will feel. I learned that the self theme for a projector is success. Now, it doesn't just mean financial success, but just feeling successful. And I don't know if you know this, but a lot of astrologers, human design readers, breathwork facilitators, just a lot of healers, facilitators, especially online, are projectors. And what I've noticed is that when a lot of these, I'm one online as well, but what I've noticed is that when a lot of these facilitators or readers were sharing about their numbers or their success, they usually generated even more success in their business. Or that's how I perceived it, or how it was portrayed online. You never know what is happening behind the scenes, but that's how I've seen it. And that was a huge light bulb moment for me, that for projectors, their self theme is success. For me, manifestor, it's peace. So the most important thing for me has always been feeling freedom. And why the freedom? Because underneath the freedom, I just feel this deep peace. For manifesting generators and generators, their self theme is satisfaction. Now, that is also something that I'll get to in a moment. But for projectors, it's success, and for reflectors, it's surprise. So I've known that my self theme is peace. So when I cultivate inner peace and feel inner peace, especially every single morning, but when I just create my life focused on feeling peaceful, everything else in life comes to me with so much more ease. So when I wake up and I feel peaceful, when I create this peaceful energy, I mean, the first hour of the day, I just sit in the sun. Sometimes I meditate, sometimes I just look at the ocean, and I really don't do anything. Sometimes I start the morning and I start working right away. Really depends on the energy. But every single morning is so peaceful since living here. And since living here in Mallorca, everything has just felt so much more aligned than ever before. And everything has just come into my way so much faster, or just in such a beautiful, nourishing energy for myself. And I've known that if I strive for my self theme, so if I strive for peace, success in all forms, money, relationships, clients, everything, when I strive for my self theme, the success in all areas comes to me with more ease. Now, so for projectors, they get to cultivate feeling successful within themselves before they might even have the financial and relationship and whatever type of success, right? But if you as a projector can cultivate feeling successful on an emotional feeling level, you will call in the external success more easily. And for manifesting generators and generators, I never fully understood what is meant with satisfaction. Like, yeah, you want to feel good, but I never truly got it. So I asked a generator friend, and she said for her, it's really about completing a task, like the satisfaction feeling she gets from completing a task like this. Yes, I did it, and I've completed a task. That really gives her energy, and then gives her energy to do more. So for MGs and generators, really doing the things that they say they will do, really listening to their bodies, yes and no, and striving to feel and cultivate this satisfaction feeling will bring them all external forms of success as well. For example, with Brian, he's a manifesting generator. Whenever we said we'll do something, but then we didn't do it, like we said, let's go hiking next weekend, but then we woke up late and it didn't happen, I was like, whatever, I don't care. But it always bummed him out. Like, it was always like itching and it didn't feel good for him. And then I always thought, well, but whatever, we can just do it next week, who cares? So it is really important for manifesting generators and generators to do the things they will do, because otherwise they will feel this unhappy energy within themselves and this not satisfied feeling, right? And then they start to feel frustrated. Like, when they are not in their alignment, they feel frustrated. And so that's also a great thing to work with. My not self theme is anger. So whenever I'm angry, I don't get angry easily, or it takes a lot for me to really feel anger. But whenever I get angry or I catch myself creating arguments in my mind, I know, okay, I'm not in my full alignment here, or I've done something where I was not listening to myself, and then this caused me to not feel like my full self. So the huge light bulb was, if you can strive towards really embodying and feeling yourself theme every single day, all external forms of success will come to you. I just find this really interesting to see how, of course, everyone's definition of success is different. And then second, that literally because of that, we all have to share and walk our soul's path. So of course, our human design, but also all the different layers of our soul, what we want to live, really walking that path unapologetically, not looking left and right what other people have done and created and wanting to have the same-ish lifestyle as they do. We really get to listen to our bodies and our souls and create it in the smallest details the way we want. And for example, for me, the most important thing is, of course, being healthy and happy and living at the ocean. Like, I'm so happy just being in this apartment fills me up with so much love and peace and gratitude every single day. Like, I could live here forever and I would be the happiest person ever, but this is a one bedroom apartment. For a lot of people, that would be too small. We don't care. We don't need more. We are just so happy being here and having this view and being in this energy. So we all get to embody and strive our self theme. I feel like that really helps everyone to call in the type of success that they want in all the different areas of their lives. And then B, we really just all get to create the life that we want unapologetically. We don't have to explain it to anyone. We don't have to force or convince anyone else that it's okay. We just have to feel ourselves that we are worthy of having what we really want.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.